I'm Chris Barnes.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to America Trends. So glad to have you along tonight. I'm Amy Fuller. Also along, our friend Arlen Diamond. She is going to have some good advice for us. How to make a good first impression in the very first milliseconds of an interview or any type of meeting. She's always got the lowdown on all the good ways to conduct business and the bad ways, too. So we love to have her on the show. Also, an art gallery in California is spending the whole month of July focusing on the works of veterans and members of our military. We'll tell you all about it. And if you've got some work to show, we'll tell you how to enter. Also tonight, one of our guests is speaking on this, a Wisconsin professor who wants to start teaching about the perils of toxic masculinity as early as age kindergarten.
What?
A professor at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater is calling for K through 12 schools to create programs to combat toxic masculinity. Have you heard of this? The professor, Kathleen Elliott, said it's imperative for elementary school teachers to recognize, reject, and challenge simplified toxic masculinity in children as young as age kindergarten. So I guess that means we start teaching little boys.
Female professor?
Yeah, I think so. She's female. She's going to teach all the little boys that it's all their fault. How dare them be a boy?
Brilliant.
By the way, according to, there's a lot of definitions on Google. It did my head in, but tolerance.org says it's a narrow and repressive description of manhood, designating manhood as defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression. It's the cultural ideal of manliness, where strength is everything while emotions are weakness. So blah, blah, blah. If you want to learn more about that, go to tolerance.org to learn about toxic masculinity. And by the way, this professor says she aims to educate students on the intersectionality. That's a
big word.
That's a $10 word. Is that what they say? And the complexity of the masculinity identities. This is the sort of junk that people who go to college are paying for. This is what we paid for. So beware. Buyer beware. Our friend of the show, Deanna Lorraine, she is the author of Making Love Great Again, will be in to talk all about this and its absurdity. Get ready for some big changes in the way we all buy prescription drugs. Amazon is getting into the game. They are buying this pharmacy startup called PillPack. It is online. It offers pre-sorted doses of meds, making it easier for people who take multiple a day. Also, home delivery. PillPack has pharmacy license in all 50 states and will likely eventually completely disrupt the drugstore business. Stocks are swooning, of course, and one doctor, Dr. Eugene Gu, tweets, "It's like what Uber did to taxis and what Netflix did to Blockbuster." So you'll be seeing that coming down the pike. Now, a video that's seriously trending online. It's from this week's America's Got Talent. It's pretty good. Glennis Grace, she is singing a Whitney Houston one, Run to You. Take a listen.
I know that when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see. But if you were only take the time I know in my heart you
have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
There are mistakes you can make in just the first milliseconds when you meet someone, or worse yet, when you go in for a job interview. Tonight, we are welcoming back our friend of the show, Dr. Arlen Diamond of Diamond Associates. That's diamondassociates.net. She is the president and founder of this consulting firm, here to talk to us about how to make a good impression in meetings and when you go in for those interviews. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Diamond.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. So this growing body of research shows that snap judgments people make about other people's trustworthiness are wrong more than most people think. And these impressions formed in milliseconds are just based on instinctive responses that they might think you might see a stranger as reliable because they look like someone trustworthy that you already know, or they make judgments on stereotypes. So what is the danger in all this?
Well, what you're saying is absolutely true. We make quick first impressions, and we make judgments based on our past experience. And there's a whole body of research that says if people are attractive, then presumably they're smarter, more ethical, more trustworthy. You know, George Clooney is selling coffee. So therefore, the coffee must be good because it's George Clooney selling it.
Absolutely.
I mean, who could argue with that? But it's really true. And I, you know, my book that I wrote on investigating a complaint talks about that, because I talk about the natural biases that we have. We tend to judge people based on superficial factors. And we all do it. It's just a natural kind of a thing to do. If I was sitting here talking with you and either one of us was dressed badly, we would lose a certain amount of credibility. That dressing well is one of the things that stands out as being professional. I live in Silicon Valley, and the high-tech community doesn't really know that, but the rest of the world does. But those prejudices are there. I recently met some Chinese businessmen, and in Asia, there's a what's the word I'm looking for? There's a way of handing a business card. There's a way of receiving business cards.
Right.
There's a tradition, and so you don't just grab it, you know, and throw it in your pocket or in your purse. You look at it, you study it, you show the respect to the card. And when you hand it to someone, you hand it so that they can see the card, you know, not upside down and backwards and things like that. Well, when you're dealing with people from an Asian culture, if you don't know that, you lose points.
Yeah, you hold it like it's something special, and like you say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so interesting. And even when you talk about these snap judgments, some of these studies show that, oh, even things like your eyes being closer together, those people aren't as trustworthy to us. Yeah, they say people are more trustworthy when their eyes are farther apart. Are there things we can do physically, like visual cues we can give when we walk into a room that will make us seem more acceptable and trustworthy and worthy of the job?
Yes, actually, yes. I think that it's, number one, be well-groomed. Make sure that, you know, your nails are clean, your hair is combed. If you're a woman, do wear some makeup. If you're a man, please make sure you have ironed your shirt at least. Again, I live in Silicon Valley. You should see what they wear out here. But present yourself in a professional, fairly neutral professional manner. It's not, you know, it's not the time to wear things that are extreme. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're in an American culture, you make eye contact, you smile, and you approach people trying to shake hands with them. If they don't want to shake hands with you, they'll let you know. So that's not a big deal. But and the other thing that's really, really important if you want to make a good impression, don't say, like, you know, he goes, like, you know. It's just, it's so awful to hear that. It just takes away completely from any sense of credibility. So those are the things. Appearance matters. How you articulate things matter. Eye contact for Americans is a very important thing. For people from other cultures, not so much. And also be on your I was going to say best behavior, but I don't want you to be stiff and formal so much as cordial. Treat people nicely. Don't try to one-up other people. Those are the things that people notice.
That's a good point, the one-upping. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room necessarily on a job interview. I mean, you want to prove yourself, but no boss wants to be one-upped. But I love what you said about the us. We all have things that we do in our speech that we might not realize. And you counsel people from CEOs on down in companies far and wide. Do you ever suggest that people going in for an interview maybe tape record themselves to realize how they sound?
Yes. Oh, I always suggest it. When working with people, I have them tape record. I have them look in front of a mirror to see what their tells are, like their idiosyncrasies are. Yeah, you have to observe yourself, and which is hard because we see ourselves, you know, from the inside out, and other people see us from the outside in, so to speak. But as many ways as you can, where you can get a sense of how you're perceived by others, is helpful. And you're your own best critic, actually.
Yeah, and video as well, that's true, because facial expression also, and then body language and our stance, that all goes a long way in presenting who we are.
Oh, yeah. Very, very important.
Should we hold our hands in a certain way when we go in? And, like, are there certain things, should we wait for them to extend their hand first when it comes to handshakes or anything like that?
No. Again, I think there's a whole school of thought, you know, about patterning after other people. If they do this a certain way,
sure,
you should do it the same. I don't believe in that. I think that's condescending, frankly. To force people to hold their hands a certain way, I think is going to make them more awkward than not. But there are a couple of things that I would advise people not to do. And I'm going to, since we're, you know, on TV, you know, don't talk this way with your hand over your mouth, with your hand over your face, because it looks like you're hiding something. Don't be aggressive and effusive, you know. Don't go, you know, just kind of waving your arms wildly, which some cultures do. Some cultures are extremely expressive. So, you know, I would mute those kinds of things. Again, I don't think one should look like the thinker. I don't think that adds any value whatsoever. And I think that, you know, people telling you, well, fold your hands and you look more, some people say you look more defensive, other people say you look more professional. You know, I wouldn't bother to do that. But what I would say is,
10 seconds,
slap.
Arlen. Oh, sorry. Wanted to let you finish up your thought there. We've got a hard break. I apologize, but can't wait to see you again, Dr. Diamond of DiamondAssociates.net.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Well, we have our friend of the show back, Deanna Lorraine, tonight. She is the author of Make Love Great Again and also a podcaster of a show called Make Love Great Again. Deanna, welcome back.
Great to be back, Amy.
It's nice to see you. You talk about a lot of things, including, trying not to get a glare there, toxic masculinity, the war on men. Mm-hmm. We might have overstepped a little bit in all these things we're doing. I guess I just want to talk to you a little bit about your book and the state of America today with all it.
The state of America.
The thing I love about Lorraine is I just tell her to go, and she goes, because she's got so many great things to say, and we love it. So the contents of your book, chapter one starts right off. What I would like to do is just to pick some topics.
Yeah, let's pick and choose some topics, and then we can just go on at it, go on our little rants.
Oh, we'll do that. Women's liberation, where has it gotten us?
So I'm going to get lots of tomatoes thrown at me, I'm sure, as usual. But women's liberation, while it was good, you know, we got the right to vote and the right to own property, and there were many things.
And good for them. They did a lot of good stuff. Our mothers and grandmothers did a lot of good stuff for us.
Absolutely. That was a great wave of feminism.
Yeah.
But after that, things started to take a little bit of a dark turn. And the later waves of feminism, as you might already know, has been more about trying to make men and women exactly 100% equal. Now, I believe that we're already equal in value. We are equal in intrinsic value, but we are different. I mean, science has proven that we have differences in our brain, in our behaviors.
Both great qualities.
Wonderful.
Each gender has great things going for them.
Exactly. And we were made to complement each other and be a team and not compete with each other. And what the later waves of feminism has done has turned this into an ugly competition where men and women are on opposite sides of the fence and competing with each other instead of a beautiful complementary team, a synergistic relationship where both of our differences can complement each other, because they do. We're supposed to have this beautiful synergistic relationship. And not to mention what it's also doing, the later waves of feminism have turned it really into man bashing and castrating of men. And it's not just women to be equal with men, but it's turned it into a zero-sum game where women can't succeed unless men fall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you've talked about, I think almost our daughters are taught, young people might be taught, it has to be this way.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be this fight. And you even are going to be starting some tours where you go around speaking on this, right?
Absolutely. I'm actually going to start speaking to young women and girls at churches, at elementary schools, high schools. I figure there's a whole population of women right now that, I hate to say this, but they might be too far gone in this feminist indoctrination where it's hard to think rationally or talk rationally with them. All they want to do is think of men as the enemy. And they believe that the patriarchy was set up just simply to oppress women with these greedy old white men holding women down instead of the patriarchy set up or the system set up to more so protect and provide for women because of the way that our natural gender roles are because of the gender differences, which is what I believe. And so there's a population of women that are just kind of, you know, too hard to reason with and understand that men were our natural allies, not our enemies. Mm-hmm. So I figure catch them while they're younger and they're still learning these behaviors and this mindset. And you can absolutely, and you should, love and appreciate men and appreciate our gender differences. And the other thing is women now are taught these days that having a successful career and being this power woman is much more important and gratifying than just having a family and being a mother, being a wife. And that's so sad because there's so much celebration in being a mother and a wife, just like it used to be celebrated and applauded, and now it's made to think of as less than.
We're allowed to have a choice.
We're allowed to have a choice, yeah, sure. You know?
And also, as women, we're allowed to achieve what we want without having to, as you say, degrade men.
Yes.
We can still go for it. There's nothing stopping us.
Absolutely. There's nothing stopping us instead of you. I mean, right now, we have, the laws are, in fact, tilted towards women, so the advantages tend to actually go to women, not men. If anyone is falling behind right now, the stats actually prove that men are falling behind in school, at the workplace, and in life, and women actually have more of an advantage and they're soaring ahead in life.
They feel bad for being men. We're talking to Deanna Lorraine. She is the author of Make Love Great Again. We're kind of sort of going through. Yeah. Chapter one, divorce becomes normalized. Mm.
So divorce, because of the high divorce rate, we're now living in a generation of men and women who many of them come from, at least 50% of them come from broken homes. So they never had a model of healthy relationships working for them. So of course they're going to grow up and there a lot of them are undateable, unmarriageable because they've never seen a healthy relationship model.
Let's see here. The sexual revolution from this magic moment to... Oh,
you might not be able to say that on
camera. It says use a hoe. Well, we haven't been bleeped yet when you've
good,
been
good.
Here. So
you know, unfortunately, with the sexual revolution, women, you know, feminists jumped on this bandwagon of like, let's be all sexually liberated, right? And saying that women should have sex just like a man, and we all should just take off our moral restraints. But unfortunately, women are the ones most hurt by this because before women had more power with sex because they would hold out on sex and they would have more self-discipline. They would be virtuous. Remember virtuousness? Men and women were more virtuous and were held to a higher standard. So men then
were
more...
And that was a good thing. Instead
yes.
of being looked at like, oh, you're a prude, you're
yeah.
this, you're that. What's wrong with having decorum and you know, a little virtue?
Absolutely. And that was men's biggest motivation to get married and to commit because that was off, the sex was off the table. Now with feminists, you know, pushing that sex is just, you know, is just nothing special and every women should have sex is just liberating, just like a man. It actually isn't true, and women are much more affected by it because women tend to bond after they have sex with a man.
There's it releases, a chemical in our brain,
yes,
right?
Oxytocin, it yeah. releases, and it has women bonding to men, whereas for men, it makes men actually kind of want to detach. So it really hurts women in the end, and men now have less motivation to commit and to marry when they can just have sex anywhere and everywhere.
And you're not told that up front.
No, you're not. And a lot of women buy into this lie, and that's why, again, I'm trying to speak to young women and girls so I can get them when they're young.
Oh, this is great. New technologies to replace human connection and intimacy. They make sex robots right here.
Robots.
They make them right here in Southern California. We come to you from sunny San Diego, blasting out the 45 million broadcast homes. And digitally,
But sex robots.
That's not the direction I want my America to go, Deanna.
Please, no. That's actually in my frightening future chapter before things start getting good and I get my solutions. But sex robots will literally be the end of relationships as we know it. Because look, you heard it here first. Mark my words. Men are already addicted to porn, right? There's rampant porn addiction. Now, if you take virtual reality and sex robots. What is the incentive to have a girlfriend, you know, that can talk back to you or have an opinion of her own? some when she's doing everything and then some. And also, you know, a lot of men are vulnerable these days. You know, they don't have the social skills. They don't have dating skills like they used to. So a sex
robot
is needed.
Well, they were told chivalry's dead. Don't do that.
Chivalry's dead, right. And women say,
so
don't approach men. What are they supposed to do? So, of course, here comes the sex robot company catering to them. And yes, so sex robots are a coming. They're here. And they're going to be destructive to society. But
it's
we
like
got to stop all
right?
this. Yeah, they're going to be coming and it's scary, but we got to stop all this. And this is why I say our American values are directly correlated to the state of our relationships. If we can get back to a state where we can, you know, we need to fight for our American values to be there, you know, God, the family, you know, having Amen. Some sexual moral restraints instead of sexual hedonism,
yeah.
right?
Family.
A moral compass,
America.
Yeah, America yeah. first, right? I mean, these are the things that actually made strong families and strong relationships. And if we could get back to our American values, we can have very strong and healthy relationships, and we can avoid the sex robots.
Deanna Lorraine says avoid the sex robots. Your website, quick?
DeannaLorraine.com, and go to my YouTube channel at DeannaLorraine7, where you can get all the podcast information.
We'll check it out. Thanks so much, Deanna.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Welcome back. A California art gallery is hosting a salute to our veterans, and what better time than in July and around July 4th. It's an exhibition running all the way through July. It is the American Veterans Cultural Arts Center, or the Vanguard Art Gallery. Honestly, they're trying to start all that up. Moreno Valley Cultural Arts Foundation is the website right there, and we are joined by Richard Archer Sr. Thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
So you are the president and CEO of a couple things.
Right.
Moreno Valley Cultural Arts Foundation, and you're the director of Vanguard Art Gallery.
That's correct.
You got a lot on your plate, but you love the arts.
Yeah, well, I wear a lot of hats, which counts for the hairline.
That's how it happens. Hey, so why did you decide to do something like this?
Well, the thing is that, I've had the, growing up, all right, being a baby boomer, my dad was a World War II vet, and so were the fathers of most of the kids that I went to school with. On top of it, we grew up in a neighborhood that was right by the Quonset Naval Air Station, so there were a lot of active military that lived in the neighborhood, along with people who were civilians but were working at the Naval Air Station. And so no matter what and where you went, there was always, the fathers that would be at the barbecue or what have you. But I was always talking about, like Mr. Walsh, who was a Hellcat pilot in World War II, flying on the Wasp, and talking about landing on the deck of the Wasp, in pitch black.
And you still remember their great
stories.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. My Uncle Bob was a Navy test pilot during the war, and he stayed in the Navy right through until 1952. But, in my dad's case, he's now 91, but he is extremely proud of his Navy service. Okay. And when I talk to him, he's in Florida, but when I talk to him on the phone, he's always, reminiscing about, being on his destroyer minesweeper, and he can rattle off all the names of the gentlemen that he was, crew members with, and where they were and what they were doing and such. And but this is something that was very, very important to him.
He has to be so proud of you. And I love I love that your appreciation for the military has stayed with you.
Right.
And you wanted to do this. And what a neat way for them to be able to make art and show it through what you're doing. I think that's such a nice contribution.
Well, see, I think the important thing here is that, there are all sorts of museums and such around that, have something to do with veterans. But it's always looking in terms of the military aspect, in terms of, combat and all of that. And that's fantastic that there's that being done out there. But what, as far as what we're doing, is we're looking more in terms of the heart and soul of the veteran. We're actually giving them, looking towards their humanity because of the fact that, people don't think of veterans in terms of their creative
side. They don't think of them as artsy, necessarily.
Right. Right. So, there are certainly plenty of examples of, veterans, or when they were in active military, where they were in combat and where they were doing renderings of one type or another, but there's also certainly the whole aspect of once they are out of service, what they chose to do as far as their life. And one of the things that's been amazing in terms of doing this upcoming exhibition is that a number of the veterans I've talked to, first of all, there is a large number of women veterans that have come forward. Matter of fact, you just recently interviewed Paula Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula was
Veteran Sisters.
VeteranSisters.org. Exactly. And she is remarkable. And speaking with her was really a catalyst for me in terms of rethinking this whole process. But what she talked about was the therapeutic aspects, how dealing with her post-traumatic stress, and also in terms of her military sexual trauma, that how important art therapy was in terms of her recovery process. Yeah. So that really gave me a lot of pause for thought, but then to hear it from some other veterans also, in terms of, I had a gentleman in yesterday who is a Vietnam vet, Marine Corps. He's a visual artist, but he also is a poet. And all his poetry all has to do with post-traumatic stress. Mm. So, it's that I think is something that a lot of people don't take into consideration. And I think by doing this, now it gives a completely different perspective as to the soul of the veteran.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't wait to look into their souls and see some of the pieces. I think you've sent us some pictures that we're going to show, but how do you envision this whole exhibition looking like? Is that your gallery right there?
Yes, that's the gallery.
Vanguard Art Gallery, talking to Richard Archer Sr. That's in California.
Now, the photo that you're showing right now is an example of, we just recently did six different school districts. School districts that participated in an exhibition at the gallery. We had over 100 different students that were exhibiting their artwork, and it went from elementary right through to high school. So the thing is that we're always looking at any opportunity that we can to interface with young people.
But you've got a lot on your plate besides just running the gallery and your Moreno Valley Cultural Arts Foundation. You're giving back to children and veterans. That's very generous of you.
Right.
So this upcoming exhibition, all through July, when does it start?
Starts July 1.
July 1, makes sense.
And it runs right through the 30th. And on the 21st of July, we're having a reception which starts at 4 o'clock and runs through until 6. But with that, why the veteran artists that will be exhibiting will be there. So it'll be a fantastic opportunity for people to come out to see the exhibition, but also to talk directly to the artists themselves and to be able to get a very unique perspective about the inspiration for the pieces that are there.
Tell us just about where your area is for people who aren't necessarily familiar with California.
Okay, we're located in Moreno Valley, which is right next door to Riverside, and we're right off the 60 Highway.
Okay. So just sort of over and down a little bit from L.A., do I have that right?
Yeah, well, we're about about an hour's drive from Los Angeles.
Yeah, there we go. So get your tickets now and come see it, right?
Well, there's no tickets, but we're...
Contributions are welcome.
Oh, absolutely. we're a nonprofit, so of course.
Get your plane ticket, your train ticket, and come on down.
All right.
So we're going to look for that, and we can also find the information. We just saw your Facebook page, had a glimpse of that, and your website as well.
Right.
And you are taking some entries still. I understand you had some calls today and you're going to try to get them.
Yeah, And see, I mean, this is the incredible thing is that one call I received today was from a gentleman who's a World War II veteran.
Oh, man.
All right. And so, I mean, that blew me away. Oh. But to me, that's phenomenal because now what ends up happening is the artwork that's there spans from World War II to current day. So, I mean, that's absolutely fabulous.
Couldn't ask for anything more.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, boy. So he's going to get you his items. What does he make?
He's a wood carver. So he's got a piece that he did quite some time ago. I suspect that he may not be as active with his art at this point, but nevertheless, I'm really anxious to see the work.
Sure will be neat to see him represent.
Yeah.
About how many people are involved so far?
Well, we started off with about 7, but I think we're going to be at least at 9 and possibly more.
Okay.
Because on the way here, I got a phone call from somebody that wanted to know if they could bring their father-in-law's work in.
Oh, nice. We'll hear more about that. And also, you're trying to build a cultural arts center to house all
this.
Correct. So I'm going to ask you about that. We're going to hold you over for one more segment. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Okay, talking
to
Richard Archer. We'll be right back after this on America Trends.
Guess who's back again?
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Messing around.
July is a time to salute our veterans, well, every day, really, but one art gallery in California is doing just that. The Vanguard Art Gallery is giving a salute to our veterans by displaying their works of art through all mediums, right? Richard Archer, Senior President and CEO of Moreno Valley Cultural Arts Foundation and Director of the Vanguard Art Gallery.
That's correct.
Fantastic. So what have you seen so far? What's been brought in?
Right now, I have Paula Kemp's work, and that was very interesting in terms of what she, to watch the journey that she's on. Matter of fact, one of the things that we're looking forward to is being able to work with Paula in terms of helping her, you know, take that journey a few steps further and being able to polish the work that she's been doing.
So you have mentorship too, because
you're
a fine artist. You have a huge background. You went to school for it.
Yeah, absolutely, I did, and I still, you know, paint. In fact, I'm right now working on a sculpture, so I'm starting to get into the three-dimensional aspect as well.
So. That's so nice. Well, you have to share some of your work with us sometime as well.
Absolutely.
And you're also trying to work to establish a American Veterans Cultural Arts Center, an actual physical structure, right?
That's correct.
That'll be outstanding.
That's correct. There's nothing like it in the entire country, and this is basically a result. I can blame Paula partially for that, because it was after talking to Paula and then having another veteran calling me and telling me a similar story that's what became the catalyst for putting this this proposal together, and that's been taking off. The momentum has just been incredible.
Oh, it's so exciting. Talking to Richard Archer Sr., and the exhibition goes on all through the month of July, but there's a big soiree on July 21st, right?
That's correct. Mm. Now, one of the things I'd also throw in is the fact that on an interim step, because to do the Cultural Arts Center is going to take some time to accomplish, but as an interim step, what we have done is we've launched what we're calling the Veteran Voice Project.
This is amazing.
And so with the Veteran Voice Project, we're right now looking for a location. In fact, if there's anybody out there that happens to have a building somewhere in the Southern California area, why, please contact us. But we're looking to establish a veterans artists cooperative. Mm-hmm. So it'll be art studios. It's going to be a common workspace with tools and such, but for the purpose of creating collaboration. And I think this will be fantastic, because when you think in terms of people who have had military service from day one of basic training, what are they doing? They're learning to be able to rely on one another, mm-hmm. and to partner up. And so I think that it will be exactly the same as far as within the world of art. But the more important aspect is that we're also looking to do a sound and video studio, because what we're doing, one of the things that we're doing with the exhibition is that all the artists that are going to be participating, we're going to be doing video on. So we'll actually have video blogs on each of the artists talking about their military experience and also in terms of, you know, their creative endeavors.
That'll be neat. So you're going to videotape them, right, and you're going to put it up probably on Facebook and your
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube, and then we'll link it to all
sorts of... Everyone can see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
It'll be its own version of installation art.
Right. And so that's the reason why this Veteran Voice project is very important, because we'll be doing a lot of that. And one of the things is that what we're hoping for is that this will then evolve into a full-time veterans-based radio station that will be 24/7.
That would be such a contribution, too.
So,
boy, we're always talking about ways to help our veterans, and this
right.
is something so viable and beautiful, and no one's really doing it, but you are, Mr. Richard Archer Sr., and you're looking for veteran artists, performers, writers, poets to be involved, to volunteer, to
Absolutely.
Donate.
Yeah, and for that matter, anybody that be interested in volunteering for any of this, you know, you are more than welcome. Obviously, we're also looking for donations as well. I mean, the Veteran Voice Project, we're anticipating is going to cost about roughly $20,000 to be able to put together.
Well, that's going to give so much back. Are you going to record stories of veterans and things?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful thing to have on hand, because a lot of people are doing it for their families so
right.
they can hand it down.
Well, I mean, that's
but
what I'm
gonna,
trying to do is my dad right now. I keep
yeah.
saying, Dad, listen, you got to get my sister over and get the video camera going and record all these things that you're telling me.
Oh, man.
So
it's going to be so neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wonder when you'll be able to start getting that all together. You're starting right away with these artists you have here with their
right.
own blogs.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've already started to get feelers out in terms of trying to find a location as far as the artist studios are concerned. And we're pretty confident we'll be able to pull together the funding for that.
What are we looking at here?
Oh, that's one of my works. I used to do a lot of aviation art.
Because that's what you were going to go into, and then...
Well, you know what? I mean, I got to a point where that's all I was doing, but I wasn't sure I wanted to just stay doing that. I think that any artist has to explore and kind of push boundaries. So, but that was a piece I did for an air show, and that is part of the Thunderbirds collection. I've done work, several pieces for them. I also had a chance to do a painting for President George H.W. Bush, and was there personally when it was presented to him. That's Leo Nadeau, who was his surviving turret gunner. Presenting the painting to him, that's in front of Air Force One, and everybody that's surrounding him in that particular photo are all members of the U.S. San Jacinto that he's served on.
Boy, what a treasure.
So, yeah, no, that was certainly a high point. I got a chance to go up to, we did lithographs, and I went up to Pease Air Force Base to meet the president and be able to get the lithographs that he signed.
Mm. The memories you're creating for yourself and for others, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So for this cooperative you're looking for, are you looking for it just in a general area where you are in California, and what size space do you need?
I think that the thing is that for right now, I think that this will be the first step. I think that there will be certainly the potential to be able to do spinoffs elsewhere, but I think that for us right now, it has to be somewhere, you know, within a commuting distance from where we're located, only to be able to put it together and manage it. But I think that, again, what it will do is serve as a model that we can then replicate elsewhere.
So, again, if you are an artist or you know a veteran or someone in the military that does anything from sculpture to paintings, contact Richard, because this is just the first year, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. This is our first foray, but we're already working on doing a major fundraiser at the end of the year, and that's already coming together. Had a meeting with Paul and some other folks yesterday. Met an incredible guy who's U.S. Army, Vietnam, and he's with a fantastic group.
Okay, so this exhibition goes on all through July, but you've got something else at the end of the year. Will you keep us posted?
Absolutely.
All right, and go to the website right there, Vanguard Art Gallery. Thank you for what you're doing for our veterans, Richard. Back after.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift.
Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
I mean, it's the best thing that's happened this week, is that video of the dinosaur with the horse. So Google that, get some more of it, share it on social media. Make people smile. Social media is getting crazy out there. Hey, we hope you'll join us on our social media, though. And also, you can get there through our website. It's u2america.com. And you can click through, find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And on our website, you can see some of our live streaming, some of our other shows. You can meet Rusty Nails and Sully Sullivan. They have the best show in the world, and I say that. That's scientific. There's Paula Deen. We've got all these and more at u2america.com, so check us out there. We would like to say thanks so much to our guest tonight. We had Arlen Diamond in talking about how to make a good first impression and how to avoid making a bad one. And the very first milliseconds of a job interview or meeting just anybody, some good tools for life. And you can go to her website for all kinds of leadership, management, professional, and organizational information. Also, the Vanguard Art Gallery in California, and no matter where you are, you can get in on this. They are taking entries for an exhibition that's going on all through July. They are taking the entries from veterans and members of our military, sculpture, art, whatever you do. So you can check out their website, Vanguard Art Gallery, and get in on that. And make sure you go visit them if you're in the area, and they're having a big soiree. A cocktail hour on July 21st as well that everyone can go to and celebrate. Our friend of the show, Deanna Lorraine, was here. She is the author of Making Love Great Again. We talked about toxic masculinity and a few other things. You know, there's a professor that wants to start teaching about toxic masculinity as early as age kindergarten, which just might be a little ridiculous. I don't know. So anyway, glad they were here. Thank you for being here. And as we say goodnight, we are going to show you the trailer of a fun little movie, a new trailer that's dropped. It is Hotel Transylvania 3, and it's coming out. You can join our favorite monster family as they go on a monster cruise ship, and it's a whole lot of fun for everyone. So take a look, and as we say goodnight.
What can I help you with, Lord of Darkness?
I'm looking for a date.
The date is Friday, July 13th.
No. I want to meet someone.
Understood. You want to eat dim sum.
Don't you get it? I want to go on a date. I'm lonely.
I understand. You want baloney.
Too many eyes. Too few eyes. Not into tentacles.
Dad?
Oh, babies!
You're stressed out from working too hard. You need a vacation from running everyone else's vacation. And I know just how to fix it.
Mavis, where are we going? A cruise?
Surprise!
Oh, no.
Dad! Come on, there's so much to do. You could go scuba diving. Try some exotic food. Or just enjoy the view.
Okay, Dad, thank you.
Maybe you'll find your own fireworks on the cruise.
It's not the love boat, Frank.
Ahoy there! I am Captain Erica.
You must be the one and only Dracula. There's something about an accent that makes a man sound so intelligent.
You nailed it, honey. Best summer vacation ever.
You were right, great-grandfather Van Helsing. Monsters are disgusting. They have no idea what's about to happen to them.
It's all going according to plan.
There is something about that woman I don't trust.
The food here is to die for.
Must have been garlic in the guacamole.
Isn't that deadly for you?
Was that you? Oh no, Blobby's gonna puke.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.